Julia Show here on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. My name is Holly. I'm filling in for Donnie Love for the week. He is on vacation. Goodbye. We'll see him on Monday. Lori's here. Julia's here. And just want to remind everyone that we're right in the middle of our 7th annual Food for Families Drive presented by Coburn's Deliver and the Chris Lindahl team with Remax Results. It's all benefiting Second Harvest Heartland. You can come and see the Lori and Julia Show on Thursday at Red Rabbit, June 22nd. Or you can visit Colleen, and I believe Kat Perkins is going to be joining her at Wheel Funds Rental in Como Lake on June 21st in St. Paul.
I love it. We're going back to a bar restaurant.
I know. Where
we belong.
I think it's going to be fun. Okay, so one of the things that I was, as I was going in and out of consciousness yesterday, reading a book, watching a little TV.
Grandma's is not for the faint of heart. No. If you're going to do it the way we do it.
Super tired. Mm-hmm. I was watching the U.S. Open. And they were playing it.
Perfect thing to nap to.
At Aaron's golf course in Wisconsin. And so I was watching it, and I love watching some of the hottie young men in their orange. They have this kid in his orange pants, and I just loved his outfit. His Puma outfit was so cute. And then on and off all day long, I was watching it, and that was one of the things. They talked about Megyn Kelly's ratings last night for her show slipped again, the third week in a row. Well, she was up against last night the U.S. Open golf final. Mm-hmm. So they said she's been up against all these major things. But anyway, we'll see if that changes next week when there's nothing else. But so the guy that won it, his name was Brooks Koepka. And it was the first time when he's 27 years old. He had an amazing round of golf. He won. He was minus 16. I mean, like, he had an amazing round of golf. And he's really a kind of a beautiful specimen of a man. Ooh. And so at the finish line or at the 18th hole, after he won, he kind of, had a weird, it wasn't like a real celebratory reaction. It was kind of like, oh, okay, did it. And then, you know, he shakes hands with his caddy, and then this girl's coming over with long hair. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat.
Yeah.
And a cutout back of some shirt outfit, and she looked really pretty from behind what we could see. And so Joe Buck is one of the golf announcers doing color or something. And he says, oh, and there's his girlfriend, former U.S. soccer, or she plays for the world soccer team,
Becky Edwards.
Yeah. And so then a couple minutes later, and then they drive away in a golf cart with, you know, the ones like the airport where they have a lot of rows for a lot of passengers. So they're driving back to, you know, the first tier, wherever they're going to go over the winnings and present them with everything. So in the cart, then you hear, oh, no, I've just had a correction. His girlfriend is.
That was the last girlfriend that's going to be in Sharknado 2, this one he misidentified her. This is a new girlfriend.
Yeah, so the Sharknado girlfriend is the new girlfriend.
No.
The old girlfriend.
The old girlfriend's name was soccer starlet Becky Edwards. And the analyst said, you know, no, that's Jenna Sims.
The new one.
So here's Joe Buck. The headline in the New York Post, you know, because he's like, he kind of didn't really react like, oh, whatever. Weak old girlfriend Joe Buck explains his mistake yesterday. And less than 24 hours after the internet scolded him for messing up the names of, you know, Brooks' new girlfriend, he said, I wasn't up on that information. I got handed a card by a buddy who was phenomenal all week. And it had old information on it. You know, we got it right before we got on the air, but that's not the world we live in these days. You have to do the apology tour for getting the weak old girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
So sorry, world.
That's actually Brooks Koepka's new girlfriend, maybe Joe Buck's greatest quote ever.
I am in love with him saying that, you know, forgetting the weak old girlfriend. I just thought that was so funny.
But listen, the world of WAGs. Is ever-changing, and it can be a confusing pace. Any of these wives and girlfriends of professional athletes.
This is the weak old girlfriend. I think the world will continue to spin, but I just confused somebody's wife for a guy's mother.
Yeah.
I actually sent her flowers.
I mean, isn't he broadcasting like 7 hours of blah, 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 blah?
It's totally fine.
And then he says, after it was all over, I got the hell out of Wisconsin, just put the pedal down and said, see ya.
Bye.
I personally doing 7.5 hours of live TV a day for the 4 days, you know, that they broadcast the U.S. Open live.
Yeah, it's
and
a lot.
You're going to make mistakes all over of it, the place. If you're not making mistakes, you're boring. I just loved it that he said that. It's her week old girlfriend. Anyway, that was kind of
a nice shade.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Okay, so let's see. Should we talk about, just give you the latest update on Bachelor in Paradise?
Two contestants actually got married that were on that show this weekend.
They did?
What? I don't know who they were, but they
really?
Actually participated in that show, and they got married. So love did happen at least once in Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, that's exciting news.
Carly Woodell and Evan. Oh, I remember who that Evan was. And Chris Harrison married them.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I know.
That's totally cheesetastic. Mm-hmm. They probably had it all planned and were going to use the footage during Bachelor in Paradise, which they no longer have.
Possibly.
All right, so we have a little audio. It's just a quick update of what's going on. The woman's name was Corinne Olympios or whatever.
Olympios?
Yeah, and the guy, you know, these two that were having the...
allegedly, the pool sex,
incident,
the
DeMario Jackson
assault, all of that. He won't stop talking.
He's silly.
She's hired Marty Singer and a publicist. So Marty Singer, big time Hollywood lawyer, and a publicist. I'm surprised she's talking.
Well, it isn't her. It's a statement.
Got it.
Okay.
Corinne Olympios breaks her silence on the Bachelor in Paradise allegations and has hired an attorney. In a statement to E! News, Corinne says, "I am a victim and have spent the last week trying to make sense of what happened. Although I have little memory of that night, something bad obviously took place. As a woman, this is my worst nightmare, and it has now become my reality. I have retained a group of professionals to ensure that what happened on June 4th comes to light." Corinne also says she's been in therapy to deal with the trauma stemming from that evening.
And then other Bachelor in Paradise. I know, it's just like, it's unbelievable. And then other Bachelor in Paradise.
I don't know
people,
why I'm getting the giggles.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
But people are split. People who've been on that show, they either loved it and had a great time, like they're like Evan and Carly, they're getting married, or someone like Leah Block, who said, just shows everyone how trashy that show is and how trashy the producers are, that they think it's okay to film sexual activity on an ABC show. It's garbage. Don't worry, Paradise contestants. You still have winter games. And 90% of you live in LA, so you can continue your fake relationships.
Wow, sour grapes.
Well,
but you know, it's the truth. It is just, but people like that show. It got ratings. People watch trash.
Of course, people
watch it
trash.
All the time.
Last season of The Bachelor brought in $86 million in ad revenue for ABC.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
People love
right.
the trash.
Wow.
Yeah. And he keeps just saying, "I don't blame anyone. I just want to see the tapes." And he's just like, it must be very dense. He's never, that tape is never going to see the light of day.
No, I think you're right about that.
You know, so anyway, he did lawyer up. But he's still talking to every Daily Mail reporter that sticks a microphone in front of his mouth at CVS or Ralph's or wherever the hell he is. You know, he gives more parking lot interviews.
Wait, stop.
I'd be just like, if I were his people, I'd tell him to stop. Anyway.
Oh, stop talking. Stop talking is right.
All right. Listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
Thanks for coming to see us at Popped Corn on Friday, guys.
Kat Perkins and I will kick off week two of Food for Families on Wednesday, the 21st at Wheel Fun Rentals near Como Lake.
On Thursday, the 22nd, Lori and I will be at the Red Rabbit in the North Loop.
On Friday, Jason, Don, and I will do our show at Klein Nissan in Maplewood. And then we'll wrap up Food for Families 2017 with the weekly dish at Red Cow on Saturday and Katie K9 at Park Tavern on Sunday from 4 to 6.
It's Food for Families to benefit Second Harvest Heartland and presented by the Chris Lindahl team at RE/MAX Result and Coburn's Delivers. For a list of all the live broadcasts, all the drop-off locations, and the types of food donations most needed, go to mytalk1071.com, keyword food.
This is the Lori and Julia Show with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, so last night, I don't even know what deep cable channel I was watching.
I thought you only had three at the cabin.
No,
I thought you were asleep. Were you hallucinating?
Yeah, really.
I was in and out.
No, I was on the couch for the day.
Okay.
I did get up to eat pizza.
Oh, nice.
I did get up.
To pee.
I did get up to eat graham crackers. I did get up to charge my phone. I was reading my book. I was sleeping. I mean, I had a very leisurely day.
You're so lucky.
So I know I was very happy about it. So I don't even know. I could have been watching a Hallmark movie at this point. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But this product came on that I couldn't stop laughing about because the ad for it is like a fairy princess, and it's a VIP product for people who, well, let's listen. Let's just listen.
Okay.
Even Hollywood's latest sweetheart needs to punish the porcelain occasionally.
What?
But to stink the house out when you're with your Beverly Hills besties, how embarrassing. So I give every bathroom the VIPoo treatment.
Spray generously before taking your seat, and VIPoo forms a protective layer, trapping the icky smell of your devil's donuts.
Well, why let Tinseltown know you just bombed?
So, no red faces in front of your boss, Hollywood's hottest director. For your coworkers, we'll catch a whiff from this morning's breakfast burrito. And VIPoo is guaranteed odor-free, so I can poopulate anywhere with complete confidence. In you go, honey pie, all hunky-dory. Now, I wouldn't dream of doing an encore in a bathroom that didn't have VIPoo. Even a VIP leads to VIPoo.
Okay,
I just have this image of Julia laying on the couch covered in graham crackers and laughing hysterically because she's half conscious of this VIP poo commercial.
Because it's
on our website, by the way.
It's on our website. I think it is so funny because it's a woman like if you're meeting with all the VIPs in Hollywood and you have to punish the porcelain.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I recommend. VIPoo so those devil's donuts don't stink. I think this is kind of genius, though, because, okay, so what it is, it's a spray. It's like a pump spray that supposedly, and I think I might have to buy it and do a test run.
You know that these are out there already, these types of things.
But
these,
I have never seen anything so glamorous.
Well, Lavender Superstar.
But this
Rosie
is,
Starlet. These are the names of the fragrances. Fruity Pinup.
But this you...
Lemon Idol.
Yeah.
But you guys, you put this in the toilet.
Any of them you can spray in the toilet.
I didn't know that.
Of course,
well,
Julia.
But you put it in the toilet as you're VIPooing.
Well, not at the same time. You do it before.
Julia, you do it before.
You are crazy with this story to think it's some revolutionary thing.
Okay, but
and sometimes you just got to own your own brand.
But didn't you like the lingo? I thought it was very clever. You know, your devil's donuts. If you have to poopulate somewhere, why not have your own VIPoo so it doesn't smell? I feel like people...
It's an Airwick product. You know that. The largest... They're just trying to find another way to sell you crap for your crap.
Okay. I think this
it's Airwick.
This is craptastic, and mm-hmm. I think it should be in all work restrooms. Because when someone has a VIPoo,
mm-hmm.
and it VIPoopulates the smell in our two-stall pooper, you know...
Behind the scenes at the Lori and Julia show. That's why, Julia, you have to find your secret designated spot.
Well, I don't...
Everybody,
this is... first of all, a lot of people don't know about the secret to VIPooing. And
don't do it.
No. If you have to poo, and, you know, what I do is you have to know the vanity flush. You just get in the bathroom and you just flush, 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 flush.
I've really had enough of this conversation for all of the Twin Cities listening. I've let you go on 1 minute.
Oh, Lorraine. I just thought the lingo was very clever and funny.
She liked the copy.
Yeah,
I did. It
basically, you like the copy, but it's still Airwick and Febreze and the same people. And they're charging you more for these designer caddies of, you know, fancy named.
I love it. It's a VIPoo. All right, so I'm not getting you that for your birthday.
Please don't.
All right, so by the numbers, here's a little Minnesota trivia. 6.2 million people visited Duluth in 2015, nearly doubling the number the city has previously cited in tourist estimates. The city has exploded as an outdoor tourism destination in the past few years. So go to Duluth, people. It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Here is something Let's see. On this day in 1978, who came into our lives, Miss Holly?
Who came? Like, who was born in 1978?
No, what kind of someone famous, a cartoon character that might meow? Well, Garfield was introduced.
Oh.
The world's most reliable cat, Garfield, was introduced on this day in 1978.
Because I was going to say, Hello Kitty is 72.
No, that was 78. When a dolphin sleeps, only half of its brain shuts down. The other half is kept awake, so it reminds them to keep coming up for air and breathe. There's a little
convenient.
Something. Don't you think?
Nice.
Okay, now this is kind of interesting. Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com are all owned by the same company. It's called AIAC Interactive Corp. They also own other apps, Venmo, The Daily Beast, Dictionary.com, Ask.com, and College Humor. So it's kind of interesting if you've been on any sites.
So, Sayer, what are the three sites again?
Tinder, OkCupid, and Match. Wow. And then they share, I know they share information.
Oh, you know it.
You know it, people. You know it.
Their chairperson is Barry Diller.
Oh, is that right?
Married to Diane von Furstenberg.
Yes.
Oh, they own our lives.
They own. Yeah. They really do.
They really do.
They really do. Because they get me, because I look up a lot of words in the dictionary, how to spell them. The daily, yeah, they really do. Mm-hmm. When Top Gun came out as a movie way back in 1980, whatever it was, men joining the Navy to become Navy pilots went up 500%.
Yeah.
Don't you think after that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It always does after any of those kind of movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if other, like, there's a history of sort of like movies
sure.
that depict that.
An officer and a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of women wanted to work in shop. No, never mind. Yeah. I can't remember what he was. Okay, if
he
you
was
want
in the Navy. He was in the
he
Navy.
He was in the Navy, wasn't he?
I don't remember.
Want to be a perfectly happy, happy person, like the perfect happy. I feel like we shared this last week. But on a
Sounds
day like today, if you want to be perfectly, perfectly happy, this is the perfect amount you should go to sleep for. Okay? 7 hours and 6 minutes. I double dog dare someone to do that tonight. And don't do 5 minutes or 8 minutes. That is the perfect number.
Perfect amount.
And the amount, if you get this amount of sleep or less, you're going to be miserable. 6 hours and 48 minutes. So really, you have to go over that 7 hour mark to
don't
be perfectly.
Worry. I always do.
To be perfectly happy.
Holly?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Julia is the...
I'm getting sleep. I'm starting to sleep.
Are you?
Yeah.
You've been a restless sleeper as long as I've known
you. I feel like I'm getting better at it.
Well,
cheers.
There's no lack of trying every
there
night.
There is no lack of trying. That's right. The world is running out of what kind of cheese, Lori?
I don't know.
Camembert?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
France's finest export is becoming scarce. According to Bloomberg, 360 million wheels of the stuff are produced across the channel every year. But due to some current...
Well, they have to come from this certain part of France
they do.
And be... To get the stamp of approval.
Finding the genuine wheel of Camembert.
Camembert
mm-hmm. tea.
So good.
Well, that's chamomile.
Yeah, Camembert is cheese, the soft cheese like a brie. Oh, God, forget it.
Meanwhile, we have a surplus of cheese in the U.S. Did you guys
yes,
know that?
We do.
Yeah.
You have to get the French protected designations original label. If you just want to make sure, if you're going to someone's house with that and you think you're bringing the real thing, double check. Here's the best news today. Snortable chocolate has arrived in America. Snortable chocolate.
Why would we want a snortable chocolate?
It's processed cocoa powder. You snort. Health benefits of dark chocolate without the calories. It's been around Europe for a long time.
Snorting?
Chocolate? It you don't taste the chocolate when you snort it, but it gives you the health benefits.
Again?
But what's the point?
What's the point?
Health benefits?
I knew you'd like this. It's not approved by the FDA, but it doesn't have to because there's a loophole. They can only approve food you eat, not snort.
That'd be real nice having all the chocolate running out of your nose.
If you snort chocolate, I'm going to slap you in the face.
Yeah. You think I would? I'm just sharing this with others. You can have 10 servings or snorts on Amazon for $25.
What's that measure in lines? I mean, if we're going to chop up some rails here.
How many Cocoa Pup?
Four really thick ones.
Pop is showtime. Guess who's back again? Red, the blue. Yeah.
OJ Zevia beverage break.
It's not just a soda, it's a Zevia.
No zero calorie.
Zero sugar.
Clear liquid, delicious. I'm having strawberry.
Grapefruit citrus, never tried it before.
I'm having caffeine-free cola.
Cola.
Nice. Yes. All right, honey.
Okay, so we got some music news to get
yes,
to.
We do.
We really do have some good news. So Shania Twain is, you know, she's got the new album that is coming out. We listened to the
first songs.
Yeah, the first song last week. And but she's given some interviews, and she says her one professional regret is turning down an offer from Prince to produce an album for her. She was in a bad place at the time, i.e. she must have found out that Mutt, her husband, was having an affair with her best friend assistant.
Right. But she also had, she was just, so that her marriage is falling apart, but she also said she was suffering from a vocal cord disorder.
Called dysphonia, which made it impossible to sing. But anyway, she said he was calling me and mailing me, but I wasn't ready to do the album. He said, come to my studio. Let's get started. And I just said, I can't sing right now. I don't have my voice yet. And I never did. When she was ready, Prince was on tour, and then they just never reconnected. She said, if I have one professional regret, that is one of them.
That's a huge one.
Yeah. So we liked her new song, Life's About to Get Good. And then she had another song called Swingin' With My Eyes Closed, which I did not like at all.
I wanted to like the other song more. I wanted more.
Same.
I wanted more from her because it's been such a long time since we've had Shania in our lives.
She played on the Today Show.
Yep, I heard him.
Yeah, I didn't care much for the Swingin' With My Eyes Closed. The other one sounded like her. The other one, the second song, Swingin' With My Eyes Closed. I mean, how else do you swing? Eyes open?
So you can see.
Sometimes.
So you
with
can
the
see.
Lights on.
I don't know. I'm not. I wasn't crazy about either of them. I'm with you, Holly. I wasn't, you know. But can you imagine? That's a huge regret.
I love that Prince reached out to Shania Twain. That's just, he really did like all kinds of music.
He really did.
All right. Do we have a, boy, talk about a Spice Girl in need of having a new song. Jerry Halliwell is back with her first single in 12 years. She wrote this song for her late friend George Michael. It's called Angels in Chains. And
she worked on it with Michael's producer.
Is that a reference to like some of his addiction?
Maybe that he was an angel in chain.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
It would have been George Michael's 54th birthday today.
Oh, George.
And she worked with, I guess, all of the profit, if you do download the song, will go to George Michael's favorite, one of his favorite charities, Childline, it's called, in England. So she's not keeping any of the money. So it came from a good
place in her heart.
Yeah, yeah. So do we have the song?
Spotify is blocking me out. Just give me a second here.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, she worked with the guy who produced all of his records, for 30 years. So, anyway.
Yeah, I hope it's good. But right. Angels in Chain, I think you can take a lot from the name.
I can't think of, one.
Jerry Howell song?
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't she a Spice Girl?
Yes, but I mean, there are none of them went on to have single careers, except for Mel B did Forge, you know, Judge.
Sure. I can't think of one thing either. Yeah. And she's the redhead, right?
She's Baby Spice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jerry Hallowell is Ginger Spice.
Ginger.
Oh, she's Ginger.
Yeah, so she is the redhead one.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I'm not really finding the song, so it's kind of locked out.
Well, if you get a chance to listen to it, the money goes to a good cause.
There you go. Now, let's talk about our show that we're going to after our Red Rabbit broadcast on Thursday downtown. We'll be booking it out to Mystic Lake because Lionel Richie is playing in the amphitheater. On Thursday night, we're going to be dancing on the amphitheater ceiling.
I can't wait. Is it, Lori, wait a minute. Is it indoor or outdoor?
Outside.
Okay. I was going to say, is there a ceiling on the amphitheater?
Because you said dancing on the amphitheater ceiling.
I was seeing if anyone was awake in this room. Seeing if anyone was awake in here. And we're going with our buddy John Collins.
Uh-huh.
And we're also staying overnight.
Can't wait.
It's just too far of a drive.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to drive on those roads at night.
Yeah. So anyway, but he's reportedly being eyed to join the judging panel of American Idol.
I love this.
I do,
I love this because
so
he he does a lot of different genres of music. He's been around for a long time.
We had a 3-hour sit down with him at the Polo Lounge, and he couldn't be more down to earth and lovely.
He's really lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah. And so I think
he'll be good at this job.
I do think so, but he hasn't been offered, you know, we have to figure out how much money they're going to have available. They're paying Katy Perry.
You know what? I'm tired of everybody blasting Katy Perry for getting $25 million, a guy would get paid.
All I said is she's getting $25 million.
I know, but a lot of people are like, oh, like that's breaking the damn bank over
there.
She
is one of the biggest pop stars in the world,
Absolutely. If
not the biggest pop star. She deserves
And all this fake
all
outrage for Ryan Seacrest not making his money. Just because he's been the host forever doesn't mean you get more money. He's just the damn announcer.
He was two mistakes away from bringing Brian Dunkelman.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're so
it's true. Who's
funny.
Ever heard of him? Randy Jackson said that they wanted him to be the host.
After Ryan turned it down.
Remember
when we saw Randy Jackson and
he didn't turn it down though. They came to him before Ryan even turned it down. They wanted to see if they could get him for less money. They just thought, well, maybe we could get the dog to do it.
But he has loyalty, and he says, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. They told me, look, man, look, you got it. You know how to do it, dog. And he said, I would only host with Ryan.
He's my friend.
Yeah. So Ryan hasn't turned it down. Right? They just were like going, well, let's just see in case.
Yeah, let's get our feelers out there, see how much.
I'll be so mad if they pay him as much money as Katy Perry.
They're not going to pay him as much money as Katy Perry.
I want Lionel Richie to be on the panel.
Okay.
And then I don't know who the third judge is, but.
Okay, so we have Katy Perry, Lionel Richie.
For the experience.
And for the third person, I think it'd be fun to have Cher. Let's just go all in.
We've wanted Cher to be on one of these. She doesn't want to commit.
I know. It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time.
But Katy Perry, her album sold 180,000 copies. Boy, what a difference from like an Ed Sheeran album.
Mm-hmm.
Divide, that sold like a gajillion. He's still selling 50,000 copies a week. Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars is a little bit under that. And that's all Katy does for that album.
Well, it's a Lori, soft record.
We've talked about it. It is a soft, not... A lot there. I mean, I'm telling you.
Yeah. You can't have a good album, I guess, every time. That's
no.
What we know.
And I think what a lot of people do is they download the songs they like anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you buy the songs you like.
Yeah.
Because that one, it's so techie sounding. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's just way too techie. But she was the number one album in sales last week.
But Billboard thought she would at least sell 200.
Yeah. Well, 1,000. That's what happens when you make a boring album. I mean, that is an age-old story. When people don't make a good product, people don't buy it. Imagine how that goes.
Hey, DJ Khaled was right last week when he was overheard talking about the Carter Gemini baby twins that were born. He had it right. We talked about it last Wednesday at Lush. He was overheard on Tuesday night talking about the babies that were born. And now... We find out that
They were born a week ago Monday.
That's right. And once again, Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, has to crowd his way in and do the announcement. Now, do you think she's mad or she knows he does that or did she tell him to do it?
I think she's sick of him. I think he would bug because then he's, I don't know though.
Is it his news to tell?
Not really.
It seems like something she would have told us.
Well, the twins are still in the hospital. That was what we heard.
Let me Hollywood speak all of that for you.
Okay.
Okay. I think everybody just wants to stay in the hospital. She can just pay for the whole top floor and she's ready for the nursery and getting staff and stuff in place.
She just wants to stay at the hospital.
Just stay for the care and make sure absolutely everything is okay with the twins, you know?
All right. I thought I heard some report that they're
Well, they don't know anything. It's all made up.
Is it on lockdown at Cedars-Sinai?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they've rented the whole floor. They're getting everything ready at the house. They're running every test. They're just paying for it out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce wants to just make double sure because, my God, two babies. I literally have a heart attack. I still don't know how your sister-in-law had three.
Oh, my gosh.
Three triplets.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't either.
It
I don't
must even know. Be. I mean, my mom.
I mean, it was a blur.
My mom.
They,
always,
I think about how they must have.
She always says that she said I was 21 and I had three children under the age of five.
Oh, that just sounds
awful. I don't remember
awful.
Anything until I was at least 27.
Right.
She just says it's.
You're just trying to keep these kids alive.
Right.
It's a blur when you have.
Lots of little ones.
Yeah. And close in age or whatever. So like three. I'm sure that Liz cannot remember probably at least 3 years.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
A blur.
I don't know.
Of feeding and pooping. And oh my God, I had to see something terrible yesterday at my dad's.
So what was
some lady.
If you say someone was breastfeeding.
No,
I'm gonna...
some nice lady changed her 2-year-old son's. Right on the carpet without putting, you know, anything down, which I thought, I don't know, did only put something down?
Absolutely put something
anyway,
down.
Anyway, but she was like, what did you eat that everything is dark green down?
Oh. She did it in front of everybody?
Well, just in front of me
right.
and my dad. But I thought, don't look. You don't need to see anything. And then she just kept going on and on that it was like food coloring number 4 green. And I looked.
My mom knows.
And it sure enough was. I said, did he, that kid get into some frosty?
Well, it sounds like green leaves. I mean.
Green. Anyway, I was just like, I'm traumatized. Why did I look at that? Why did I look at that? All right, Julie, we got to go. It's time to Hollywood Speak.
Previously on Jason and Alexis.
Want to do some jump by the pointer system?
Sure, let's do it.
That was you.
Tell me what you want.
Wrap your love around me. Oh my God, this is horrible.
God. We deliver.
Oh my God. We just lost half of our audience.
Bringing you everything entertainment. Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk 107.1. This is the Lori and Julia Show with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood!
Is the meaning of this?
All right, Julia, what is the meaning of this? The Discovery Channel announced in a press release that we missed last Thursday that Michael Phelps will race a great white shark for the kickoff of Shark Week on Discovery Channel.
I absolutely love this. Fonzie is probably screaming, don't do this!
Don't do it!
You really jumped the shark when you're raising a shark!
How is this even possible?
Well, we don't know the
setup yet. I hope he means on bicycles, because I don't know how you race a shark unless he's in some kind of a cage, but then how can they do that? I mean, doesn't Michael Phelps know enough to not jump in the water? I mean, can...
Well, last week, he sent out I think he had an Instagram. He was in South Africa, and people are thinking maybe that's where the race was filmed, whatever they think it was.
Well, that is a lot of great whites.
And he said, I was able to do something that I've always wanted to do, be in a cage and dive with great white sharks. So they're saying the race will air on Sunday, which is July.
Yeah, that's all we get is the date and the time. That's all we get.
The great gold versus the great white.
Twitter is having a lot of fun with this, and they have been having fun with
this. Because you guys know you're going to be watching, right?
Phelps versus shark, the race is on.
I have to say, I do watch some Shark
Week. You do watch? Well, I do too.
I look for the new ones. If it's something that's like 4 years old, I might not watch it. I look for their new stuff.
Do you know why?
You have priorities.
Do you know why you can never visit a shark, great white shark, in an aquarium?
I don't know. They would die because they roam so far.
Well, that's it. They died. The longest one ever in captivity was at SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
And after 16 days, the shark passed away.
Yeah.
Because they refuse to eat when they're in captivity. They constantly run into glass enclosures and hurt themselves.
They're fierce.
And they need a ton of space because they're always cruising
around. 500 miles, 600 miles, 800. They're
yeah.
Anyway, it's a great gimmick. It's a great gimmick. I love it. I wonder how much he's getting paid for it.
Probably a ton.
Okay.
Too much.
Too much.
No, I think it's funny. You can, if he can get it, why not? I think it's true.
Okay. All right. So Janet Jackson and her soon-to-be ex-husband made their first appearance in London's Royal Courts of Justice.
Oh, I love it.
Last week to begin their divorce proceedings. An eyewitness, Janet Jackson's publicist, told Entertainment Tonight that Janet was in a great mood. She was happy and hugging and kissing her legal team as she left the courthouse. She had seven people in her entourage, and Wasim left the courthouse first, alone and looking somber. All this from the eyewitness.
Okay, she must have done very well. I believe they had a prenup, and she must have done very well.
She stands to get $200 million is what the payout is.
I would say that's very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the big thing is they do disagree on the raising of the boy.
Of course they do. Now, this is something that they should have thought of a long time ago because they're completely different religions.
Yeah. That is a situation we do not envy her for.
No. And you're stupid if you think that's going to change.
Yeah. Well, that's why sometimes some people are very, you know, if they're really their religion is important to them, they go crazy if their kids marry outside of the religion.
My first love was Jewish, and I couldn't believe that we couldn't figure out. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
No,
did you say you were going to convert?
Nothing mattered.
Oh, because you weren't Jewish,
right?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, I remember your dad telling me about how he dated
I believe he married the Protestant.
The Protestant.
And he was Catholic.
That was such a scandal back in the days.
Dated her, married her, and my mom found out shortly before their wedding.
Yeah, I know. That's a classic story.
That was just a little...
Classic story.
Oops.
Okay, so Miley Cyrus's brother... My God, how many Cyrus children are
there? There's five.
Okay. Her brother, Brayson, walked the Dolce & Gabbana runway in Milan. Okay? On Saturday. So she, you know, did an Instagram, yay, you know, blah, blah, love, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Then, so proud of you.
Then she did a P.S. P.S. D&G. I strongly disagree with your politics, but I do support your company's efforts with people to shine their light for us all to see, hiring lots of different people. And, of course, Dolce & Gabbana, they're 54 and 58. They're Italian tax dodgers as well as dress designers.
Yes, they are. They went to jail.
Mm-hmm. And they also came under fire like a couple years ago because they came out and they said gay people should not be able to adopt children. And
I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
We're just like talking about, you know, renting uteruses and this. They just kept talking and they just kept getting more people were mad at them. And Elton John got mad at him, remember? Okay. Mm-hmm. Instead of just letting it go,
they engaged. Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah.
D&G.
Here's what they said. We're Italian. And we don't care about politics and mostly neither about the American one. We make dresses. And if you think about doing politics with a post, it's simply ignorant. We don't need your post or comment. So next time, please just ignore us.
I kind of think it's funny.
You got under our skin so much that we had to make a public statement about it.
I think it's
funny. I wish they just ignored her.
Of course. I think it's so funny.
I know. Well, they got to sell some dresses.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
They got to sell some dresses. Okay, Star.
Well, think we would have never even seen that post.
That's right.
Now we know.
Star Magazine has a wonderful story, and I kind of believe it only because in last week's People Magazine, they reported about Taylor Swift had brought Joe Alwyn, we're going to call them Joe Tay if they keep this up, to Nashville specifically to meet her mom.
Right.
And if you remember, she's a gal who wants her boyfriends to meet the parents way too soon. She was dating Tom Hiddleston a week in that fake romance and had to meet the parents.
I remember that.
She's 27 years old. There's no reason to introduce your boyfriend
to your parents
of a month or two or even three to your parents. We don't want to meet them.
No.
Not unless,
I don't want to meet him. I don't like getting attached
to anybody.
Maybe
he's the one.
Julia, it's a weird thing of hers.
Yeah, I know. All right, it was very odd because then she met Tom Hiddleston's parents the next week.
That's right. Now the Joe Tay gossip is that Andrea, Taylor's mom, has seen her daughter get burned so many times, and it never stops being painful, and she hopes this latest boy isn't too much drama. That's the quote. And then his mom, who's a psychotherapist, dating Taylor comes with lots of attention, and she's worried that Joe isn't ready for that. The folks are afraid Taylor is going to swallow him whole, you know, like a snake. Where I feel the story gets made up.
Oh, yeah.
That they use that language. But anyway, that's absolutely hilarious. But I, of course, feel, you know, when your kids have a breakup.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine how Taylor Swift's mom would feel. Yeah.
But don't stop bringing home the boyfriends, for crying out loud. Your parents don't need to meet them all. You know?
True words have never been said.
Yeah, so what? Who cares? Okay.
This is the one, Lori. This one was the one.
Big shot ad exec slammed Gwyneth Paltrow. Ogilvy, you know, so they make like soap and shampoo and...
No, they're an ad agency.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of Palmolive.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So close.
Anyway, he was asked at a festival of creativity. He called her an unconstructive celebrity.
Well, he said, I'd love to see more people coming together. This is a meeting in Paris and having collaborative meetings, clients and agencies.
Rather than just made up crap for Goop.
Yeah.
An ad.
Rather than appearances by celebs like Gwyneth Paltrow. And he name dropped.
I love it. That's just so good. We didn't even have to Hollywood speak.
No, we didn't.
Back.
Stomach noise.